Hello, good evening. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're conducting a public opinion survey on local issues, and we would like to include your opinion. First of all, are you a registered voter in Maryland?
Was I raised in Maryland?
Are you a registered voter in Maryland?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, thank you. Scientists say climate change is getting worse due to fossil fuel use, flooding storms, and wildfires are more severe, and in Maryland, heat waves and extreme rain events are more damaging. How concerned are you personally about climate change? Very concerned, just somewhat, not too concerned, or not at all?
Very.
Thank you. And a recent study from the federal government shows that climate change is costing the United States $150 billion a year. Would you agree or disagree that you have been financially impacted in the last 3 years by climate change in Maryland? Strongly agree with that? Someone agree, someone disagree, or strongly disagree?
I guess I somewhat agree.
Okay. And some state lawmakers in Maryland have proposed a bill to make Maryland roads, bridges, electrical, and other infrastructure more able to withstand with the impacts of climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost. Would you support or oppose this bill? Strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat support.
A recent analysis found that equipment used to heat buildings such as furnaces and water heaters cause 3 times more outdoor air pollution than all the power plants in the state. Governor Moore is considering creating an air quality standard that would reduce air pollution from equipment used to heat and cool buildings. Will you support or oppose such an air quality equipment standard? Strongly support, somewhat support? Strongly or just somewhat? Sorry.
Strongly.
Strongly support. And now I'm going to read you a short list of various proposals being considered by the state for making Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change. And after each, please indicate whether you will support or oppose the proposal, okay? The first is providing immediate relief after a natural disaster. Would you support, strongly, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose this?
Strongly support.
The next one, installing air conditioning in buildings that need it. Strongly support, somewhat support.
Strongly support.
Okay, the next one, increasing access to public transportation.
Somewhat support.
Somewhat. The next one, building infrastructure to reduce flooding from heavy rainstorm. Would you support or oppose it?
I'd support it.
Strongly or somewhat, sorry?
Somewhat.
And the last three, expanding quality healthcare. Will you support or oppose this?
Strongly support.
Improving electrical grid reliability.
Strongly support.
And the last one, protecting infrastructure vulnerable to sea level rise.
Sorry, to say it again, I didn't understand.
No problem. Protecting infrastructure vulnerable to sea level rise. Would you support or oppose this?
I'd support it. Somewhat
strongly?
Support it.
Or just somewhat, okay? And now we're almost done with the survey. We are 75% now. Thank you so much for your time. How convincing do you find the following statements for making Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change? Very convincing, somewhat, not too convincing, or not at all. Just three. And the first one is, the communities who have contributed the least to the climate crisis and have the fewest resources to recover after a disaster are being hit first and worst by more intense storms, floods, and heat waves. Public investment in the infrastructure needed to protect all Marylanders is a necessary step to reduce inequities caused by climate change. Is this very convincing, just somewhat, not too convincing, or not at all?
I think it's very convincing.
Okay, the last two. Climate change is already causing more intense flooding and heat waves in Maryland. We must upgrade our infrastructure to better prepare for this warmer world. Maryland should invest in flood management, grid reliability, reliance hubs, and more to prepare for more extreme weather events. Is this very convincing? Just somewhat, not too convincing, or not at all?
Very convincing.
And the last one? Big oil and gas companies knew about the climate crisis in the 70s. Instead of warming the public, they engaged in decades of denial and deception, blocking the transitions to cleaner forms of energy and causing the climate crisis to worsen. Now it is only fair that these same companies help pay to protect Maryland from climate change. Is this very convincing, just somewhat not so convincing, or not at all?
Somewhat convincing.
Thank you. And the last few questions. If a lawmaker were to support a bill to require every new building in the state to be fully electric and free of on-site fossil fuel use, will this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker, diminish your opinion of that lawmaker, or will it have no impact on your opinion?
I'm not sure it has no impact, but it has less impact than just, you know,
Will you have an enhanced opinion or diminished opinion of if a lawmaker were to support that bill?
I guess I'd somewhat agree.
Okay. And if a lawmaker were to support a bill to make it easier to build solar farms in more parts of the state, will this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker, diminish your opinion of that lawmaker, or will have it no impact on your opinion?
Likely have no impact.
Okay. And now if a lawmaker were to support a bill to make Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impact of climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost, will this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker, diminish your opinion of that lawmaker, or will it have no impact on your opinion?
Enhance.
Okay. And will you support or oppose a bill that makes Maryland road, bridges, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impact of climate change and ensures the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost, even if those costs are passed on to the cost to consumers? Strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat support.
Thank you. And if the 2024 election were held today, from whom will you vote for president if the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, and Robert F. Kennedy, Jr., an independent?
Joe Biden.
And the last two questions are for statistical purposes only and will assist us greatly in analyzing the responses. Can you please tell us into which of the following age groups do you fall? 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 and older?
50 to 60, whatever that was.
Four. Okay, thank you. And with which party are you registered to vote? Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other? Not least here.
Democrat.
Thank you. And what is your race or ethnicity?
What is my what? Race or ethnicity?
Yes, please. White, Caucasian, African-American?
I'm Caucasian.
Thank you, sir. And this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Your opinion is extremely important for us.
Yeah.
Thanks again for your help.
Yep.
Have a great night. Thank you.
Have a good day. Bye.
Bye.